With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Democrat primary voters in Westchester County, New York, send a member of the squad packing. Two-term Congressman Jamal Bowman, defeated by George Latimer in the primary in New York's 16th Congressional District. Latimer, heard on WABC-TV, says he is all about unity.
Doesn't matter your age, color of your skin, your religion, sexual identity, whether you're right-handed or left-handed, whether you're a Mets fan or a Yankee fan.
And with Bowman gone, former Congressman Lee Zeldin writes, the anti-American, Jew-hating squad will be short one radical member in January 2025. And Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has won her Republican primary race in Colorado. Former President Trump now has more freedom to speak his mind about his recent conviction in his New York criminal trial.
In a campaign email, Donald Trump said the partial lifting of the gag order would allow him to better defend himself against his challenger, President Biden, who he will debate on Thursday. Now that the trial is over, he will be allowed to speak publicly about witnesses who testified against him, such as Michael Cohen, who was the prosecution's star witness. He can also speak broadly about the jury, but is still prohibited from releasing their identities or attacking them by name.
The BBC's Netta Tawfik. Also at SRNnews.com, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is headed home to Australia. Under a Justice Department plea deal, he's been sentenced to time already served for publishing classified U.S. military documents online. The NTSB wraps up its investigation of the chemical train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, concluding Norfolk Southern's devastating release and burning of vinyl chloride was not necessary. Dow futures down 4 points. This is SRN News. Tennessee's new abortion laws being challenged in court.
Starting July 1st, Tennessee's new statute will ban adults from helping minors get an abortion without parental permission. However, a state Democratic lawmaker and a reproductive rights activist filed a lawsuit in federal court this week to stop the law from taking effect. The state's GOP-controlled state house approved the measure earlier this year. Tennessee bans abortions at all stages of pregnancy, but there are some exemptions, such as to remove a miscarriage or to save the life of the mother. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Every team in Major League Baseball features a Pride Night in June except the Texas Rangers. LGBTQ activists have urged the team to celebrate their culture and rights, but the Rangers have resisted the pressure to hold a Pride Night. In a statement, the team said it has taken steps to create a welcoming, inclusive, and supportive environment for fans and for employees. This is SRN News. Oklahoma Supreme Court rules a publicly funded religious charter school authorized by the statewide virtual charter school board is unconstitutional.
The state's high court determined the school board's 3-2 vote last year to approve the application by the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma for the St. Isidore of Seville virtual charter school violates both Oklahoma and U.S. constitutions as well as state law. Oklahoma's Republican governor supported the school, but Oklahoma's Republican attorney general calls it a tremendous victory for religious liberty, saying the framers of the Constitution understood how to best protect it by preventing the state from sponsoring any religion at all. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden remains hunkered down at Camp David, undergoing intense preparation for tomorrow night's debate with former President Trump. Mr. Trump continues campaigning and preparing as well. More details, SRNnews.com.